And now a message from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we Democrats got very good news to the recent mid-year elections, which sets us up very, very well for the 2018 midterms.
That's right, Chuck. And you know, if Democratic leaders were to get a little cocky right now, that would be completely understandable, but really, really dumb.
So that's exactly what we're gonna do.
So long, bad times, liberal sad times. We are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump, shout it to Trump.
You are soon a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again.
New Jersey's blue, let's cheer again.
In Virginia, a bad year for men.
Happy days are here again.
Call the crews of cameramen. They got to see the drama when
Doug Jones won in Alabama. When
monkeys flew out of our ends. Our style is now in a groove. I'd smile, but my face can't move.
It can't move.
Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats we'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax and spend.
Join us then. We will
screw it up again.
And we have the annual, or I should say, every four-year show, well, every two-year show for these elections, of the Democrats and the Republicans posturing on some issues, but fundamentally answering to the same masters and continuing most fundamentally the same policies of imperialism abroad, militarism, and an increasingly police state mentality at home, with inequality growing and most people continuing to find that they can't afford the rent and they can barely, well, it's hard to eat and afford the rent at the same time if you're a, maybe it's not the 99%, maybe it's the 70%, but it's a large percent. And it's not covered by, unfortunately, this kind of vanilla satire, which I continue to play. My apologies. I like the Capitol Steps. That was a song from, well, song and satire, supposed satire. Happy Days Are Here for Dems from the album Make America Grin Again. We can try again with this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you. Well, as you know, I did not win the election, which is a pain, since I had already moved my stuff into the White House. In hindsight, I should have visited the Rust Belt states more often, and let's face it, it was a mistake not to make one campaign stop in Moscow. But seriously, folks, another white rich guy instead of a woman? Do you realize how many past presidents have been white men? 44 and a half. At first, I was amazed. I was stupefied. Kept thinking I can never live if once again denied. So I showed my poison smarts out there on the campaign trail. One small detail, I wasn't blessed with being male. So now Trump's in, what a disgrace. Though I got 3 million more votes than him in the White House race. For 8 years I've waited my turn to finally be named your queen. but my firewall of states fell to that talking tangerine. Do you think I go say that I'm done? And I'll pimp slap the next person who says Bernie would have won. My ambition's still alive, you know that I am in too deep. And when Chelsea wins in 2020, she will name me as her V. And on that day, I'll make the case that collusion with the Russians helped my Chelsea win the race. With the White House in my reach, my own daughter I'll impeach. I will survive. I will survive.
And that was, again, Capital Steps, Hillary Will Survive, with the usual discredited Russiagate narrative that they keep beating that old drum instead of recognizing that Trump won because people were really tired of the same old politics, and so they were ripe for demagoguery, and along it came and will continue to be as long as people continue to vote for this same charade of A or B, when A and B are pretty much the same. But different flavors, of course. So, just a few minutes ago, you heard Alicia Kuhl's lengthy discussion of the upcoming, well, what was upcoming, an upcoming court hearing. Here's the aftermath of that court hearing from the attorney who spoke on behalf of us both. For our organizations, the organization HUF, Alicia's California Homeless Union, we're both members of both, but we also focus on the particular organization we're in more, I would suppose. So we were facing two attorneys, from one from the city and one from the group Take Back Santa Cruz, who wanted to get the judge to order that our attempt to challenge the closing of the Ross camp was a settled matter. I mean, the Ross camp's gone, partially because we hadn't answered the communications of the court and of the other side, mainly because the communications had never reached us. First I heard of any new stuff was through secondary parties. I gave my address to the court and to the city attorney's office, but never received any mail from them advising me of documents or pleading and so forth. The groups that we represent, HUF and the California Homeless Union, how are we involved in the Ross Camp closing? Well, we feel that our associational rights get impacted if a camp is closed. It's like a union. A union needs to organize, have the right to go into an area and organize. If you're shutting it down and dispersing it, this makes it far more difficult for individuals who we want to contact, for us to get in contact with them and for them to be able to reach us, so, particularly if, even more so, of course, for folks who are outside without homes, without addresses, and so forth. And that was the basis on which we got standing in this court case. The actual plaintiffs, the people who were suing from the Ross camp to stop the closing and claiming, I think quite appropriately, imminent harm that they were suffering, though I haven't heard of any deaths yet from that group of people. That doesn't mean, however, they aren't suffering harm. They weren't in court because it was hard to reach them, and we actually, though we knew this was a court date, we didn't have the specifics on which to operate until just recently. The court was not sending us the papers that they needed to. In fact, I'm going to let Anthony Prince, who's the attorney arguing for the, he's the general counsel for the California Homeless Union, describe what happened in court. Here's an interview with him. So we're here outside the one of the restaurants in San Jose, walking with California Homeless Union Special Counsel Anthony Prince. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Robert. How you doing? Caught me again. Walking and talking.
Oh, and you should know that most
you were in court today.
I was.
What happened?
Well, you know, we were in court today on the motion filed by the city of Santa Cruz and Take Back Santa Cruz, the co-defendants in our federal lawsuit.
To keep the Ross camp open.
Yeah, they had a motion to dismiss our entire complaint, and they did not get what they wanted today because the court, rather than dismissing the case, went along with suggestions that we made that the city and the plaintiffs, that is members of the Homeless Union, HUF, Food Not Bombs, and the people that were expelled from the Ross camp, should continue talking and set up some kind of vehicle whereby the real problems facing homeless people can be addressed by the city of Santa Cruz. The judge was encouraging us to do that, and I thought that was a good way to go. The city was not particularly happy with the outcome because they wanted the judge to simply dismiss our case, but the case is still alive. We've been assigned deadlines to file certain papers that we will go ahead and comply with. And in the meantime, I look forward to sitting down with representatives of the homeless community and the city of Santa Cruz and doing as the judge indicated to actually start addressing some of these real issues. And that's my report.
When is the next court date that people should be aware of?
I think we're back in court October 3rd. Judge wants a status conference, which is a status conference is when judge just gets a report from all sides as to where is this case, how are the settlement talks proceeding, have you made any agreements? You know, we're exploring possibly getting other additional attorneys involved, which may or may not happen. We have several things we're looking at, but we felt encouraged today because it seems that the judge was mindful that even with the Ross camp now having been dismantled, that there's continuing problems. We let him know that the problems were not only continuing but were worsening, and he without agreeing that that was the case, he acknowledged that that's something that's a legitimate concern. And those are the issues I think the court wants both the city and those of us who are in this lawsuit to address.
It's ironic, I guess, and also perhaps maybe one of the reasons that you got such favorable treatment, that there's still an appeal happening in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals regarding this same judge's decision that the camp can be closed without imminent harm.
Well, we are still looking at filing an appeal in the Ninth Circuit with the court's decision earlier to go ahead and let the Ross camp be taken down. And that's a matter of public record. I even informed the court at the time that I was looking and leaning towards filing an appeal in the Ninth Circuit. I don't think his decision today was motivated by that, his decision to give us some more time and to encourage the parties to talk. I don't think it was motivated by that. I think the judge, from what I can see, and I'm going to take it at face value, that he is genuinely concerned. He's a federal court judge. We pointed out to him that this is a national societal crisis where tens of thousands of people are falling in, being pushed out of housing, pushed out of employment, and pushed into the streets. It's a crisis. It's not a question of choice. It's a question of a economic situation, housing, which is absolutely unaffordable, and cities that are more inclined to kick people out of town and make life miserable for them than to actually address the issue of housing. So I think he's mindful of that. We're mindful of that. And my hope is that we'll get some productive discussions and agreements with the city of Santa Cruz. So with that, I got to go. It's my daughter's birthday today, so I got to head back up to the Bay Area. And so this is Anthony Prince signing off.
Thank you, Anthony.